conference call at 4:20, but earlier today had a chance before he spoke at the tip-off luncheon at Baylor at McLean Stadium to visit with Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark.
Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark with me, David Smoke on Sikkim 365 Radio. Man, you're nonstop. This is you, right?
Hey, this is me. I mean, I'm all about energy and trying to push the ball forward, and we're off to a great start.
You, about a week ago, said that there could be a chance in the next couple of weeks that something is decided when it comes to television, network, extension, whatever. You feel even better about that now?
It's a work in progress, but I'm feeling very optimistic. I think there's an opportunity to get something done. Both ESPN and Fox have been very engaged. That being said, at the end, if we feel that it's in our best interest as a conference to pause and wait 16 months, we have the option to do that. Don't forget, this was all about accelerating those conversations. And everyone's been fantastic. You know, the process has been great. But the fallback is, you know what, let's wait it out. I would prefer to go early. I think gaining stability and clarity for our schools is paramount right now. I think it would be a validation of where this conference is going. It would credentialize our vision. But if we have to wait because we think we're better situated in 16 months from now, then that's what we'll do.
Would it be a disappointment if you don't get it done early?
No, not really. I mean, for me personally, it's been great to spend as much time as I have with both ESPN and Fox to better understand how they define partnership, not only now, but in the future. So I take that as a great, you know, learning opportunity for me personally. So it wouldn't be disappointing at all, in fact. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I think over the course of the next, you know, hopefully couple of weeks, we'll know more.
What would be the reason you don't? Is it because of just pure numbers?
I think it just comes down to economics. But as I've also said, it's not just about the economics, mm-hmm. although they're a big driver. I want a real partnership. You know, given where we're going with the Big 12, as we want to contemporize and build our business and our brand and become more national, we need strategic partners that want to help in that effort. So a lot of the conversation that I've had with ESPN and Fox is, you know, how can you be part of that process in building the Big 12, in amplifying and elevating everything we do? So as much as the economics have been a part of the conversation, so has that.
Would it be a short-term type of deal if you do it, or is this going to be one that when you say of an extension, it goes to 24-25, would it be 2-3 years, or could it be that 5 to 7 years?
It would be enough term, you know, to get the work done that we need. You know, so we haven't discussed and honed in on the years just yet, mm-hmm. but I would think it. All the parties would want it to be meaningful enough so that some of the work that needs to be done as we want to elevate and build the brands of our member institutions, our conference, that we have enough time to do that.
Well, my last thing then is that when you took over compared to where you are now, since early July to where you are now, do you feel better, even better than you did when you walked in the door? Not just because of the information you know or the insight. Do you feel better about the conference than you even did?
100%. I think the narrative is changing. You know, I came on board and we've done a lot of work in my first, you know, 80 days. We've reorganized the conference. We've brought in some meaningful talent, both new talent and talent that would support the existing infrastructure. We've painted our vision out there publicly. We know where we want to go. I've had a chance to meet with all the key stakeholders, spend time on all the different campuses. We've obviously been in meaningful conversations with our media partners. We've hired Endeavor to help us with our commercial strategy, as well as, you know, our multimedia rights strategy. We've hired a new agency, Translation, to help us with our creative as we build out, you know, what the new Big 12 would look like with the four new member institutions coming in July. We've gotten a lot of things done, and I think it's just the beginning, and I'm more energized now than I've ever been.
If you don't mind, if in fact you get something done soon, would that open the door for additive as you've discussed, or would that really have anything to do with anybody else coming in?
Well, as I've said all along, you know, we do want to expand our geographic footprint. As we aspire to go national, having fans and institutions from coast to coast would make sense. If it's additive, if it creates value, having the stability of our media partners beyond the current term, I think affords us the opportunity, you know, to move in that direction. But only if it's right for all parties involved.
Do you think Fox and ESPN have a better value? They feel better about the conference now?
100%. I mean, just look at where we've been all year in football. I mean, we've arguably have the most exciting conference in America, the deepest conference in America. We're exciting, you know, week in and week out. The games, the win margin is very narrow. We lead the country in total points scored, total yardage. We play an up-tempo style that's very engaging for fans. They love our product. And, you know, this year has been one of the best we've had in years.
Brett, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brett, all right, that's from earlier today.
On 365.
Right before the tip-off luncheon, Brett Yormark, and really – a couple of things that he said that jumped out at me as I'm sitting there talking to him. It's not so much just about the money. It's just about the money. But they need, and they really have never had, truly, with the teams that are remaining, when Texas and Oklahoma leave for the powerful SEC. But they need partners. And he mentioned the strategic partners. They've always had, like you said, as others dictating who they are to them, to the Big 12. They need somebody, if they're going to be tied into a contract, whether it's 3 years or 7 years or whatever, that truly have the back of the conference. And that's not always been the case, at least, that people have felt.
I can't figure out why ESPN, and maybe it's just because they didn't have the right people in place at the time, but ESPN and Fox, if ESPN is willing to go all out to promote the SEC network like they are and the SEC like they are, why would they not be willing to spend those resources on all the teams that they have? Because it's still a television show they have to promote, right? You know, if, you know, it would be silly if a network had, you know, four shows on a Thursday night and they said, well, one of them's really good, but we're not going to try to promote the other ones. I mean, even the ones that aren't good, if you look at a, you know, a sitcom block, if there's one really good one and three average shows around it, you know, what do they say? America's favorite new comedy. Well, that's a general statement. Well, why are they not doing that for the Big 12? Why are they not doing it for the ACC? Because they're really not. And I know that maybe it can be a little bit, they don't want to seem fraudulent by saying the ACC is great, and for the last few years it's just pretty much been Clemson. But even still, why are they not hitting it so hard to promote the good games that they have? And maybe it's just because of the end result, the SEC has wound up, you know, winning more national titles than everybody. But even still, it should be part of the whole thing to promote it.
I don't know, Paul. I mean, why is Feinbaum like the voice of college football, so to speak, in, yeah, you know, in their universe? I mean, he does certainly speak for the majority of, you know, the nation. I just think, you know, there's reasons that we're probably not aware that make sense to them. But, you know, regardless of how whoever is marketed, you know, it's good to have somebody in charge of the Big 12 that's, you know, got a vision and got, you know, something cooking, whether that's, you know, going to be done here pretty soon or if that's down the line. You know, this is kind of like where I was last week when these rumors popped up about them signing a deal. I was like, well, what, why so fast? Like, that's what I just kept asking. And like, well, if you got a deal, you got it, you know, and I got that, but I don't know. It just seemed very quick and sort of out of nowhere to me. And now to hear him kind of tapping the brakes a little bit on that, because that's what I consider what we just heard there. That makes more sense, especially when you hear him say, well, like 26 months down the line is when they're really supposed to be.
16
yeah, months. So, I mean, it's like well over a year away. And I get, you got to lay the groundwork before all of that. But that just seemed awfully early to have a deal kicking in already for me.
Only if, like he said as well, he kind of clarified that they're not going to just sign it to be able to say they have 2 or 3 years. It has to be right, a win-win for both.
But yeah, that wasn't the messaging last week. No. It was just like they were signing a new deal. And so my whole thing was like, okay, well, I hope they're getting more money at least, or because otherwise, why would you just do that just to do that? And then, you know, the security part of it makes sense, but ACC's got a lot of security right now. They don't exactly love it. You know, they like it, but they would love some other aspects to just having the long-term security. They almost have too much security in the ACC right now. So, yeah, good to hear him with some updated comments. Clearly, there could or could not be a deal in the, you know, foreseeable future. As I mentioned earlier, Wilner's reporting that Amazon and the Pac-12 are getting, or like, it appears that they're heading in that direction. So, yeah, there's a lot of big shoes that need to drop to kind of give us, you know, the true look at what this landscape's going to be. But it seems that, you know, both have suitors, and that's good, and that's what you would expect. And, you know, how all that shakes out in the wash, that's the part that I'm just going to sit back and patiently await, because right now I feel like we're just getting kind of the PR points in so many ways from, you know, the commissioners having to say what they have to say.
One of the other things he mentioned, which I was a little surprised at, but until you figure out the money, the next thing you want to look at are the years. Said they haven't really discussed that yet, because if you look at an extension, it depends. If you're a player in the NFL and you're about to become a free agent and a team renegotiates your deal and you get a bonus, and then what they do is they lessen your hit on the cap for the next 2 or 3 years, eventually, whether it's 5 years or whatever, but you do get an extension. The longer the extension really is more team-friendly, am I right, mm-hmm. than it is player-friendly, because the team can walk away from you. They're going to pay you the bonus money, but they can walk away from you and not have to get hit with a lot of salary cap money. But in the Big 12's case, the fact they have not discussed years, at least that's what Mr. Yarmark said, was interesting to me. I thought that maybe he would say that, you know, he wasn't going to say the exact number of years, but that was of interest to me. The strategic partners, not just about the money, which it is, and then they haven't quite discussed the years yet. And they are, again, as he's mentioned many times, the geographic footprint is important to him.
And let's face it, if they haven't discussed years, they're nowhere close on a deal. Like, if they haven't discussed years. So he's doing his PR part. He's selling the brand. He's selling the conference. He's selling interest. He certainly generated some last week. I don't have any doubts that ESPN Fox probably have interest. I mean, the Big 12's putting up good ratings numbers. They're putting on good games. They have good teams. So I have no doubt that there's going to be interest, but yeah, I don't think we're as close as maybe last week it appeared to be. But then again, who knows? Maybe that's just something that seems, you know, really simply agreed upon once they get in a room together and figure it out. But yeah, it looks like we're still going to be waiting for a little while.
I think that